You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are speaking with Patrick Reynolds, the CEO of Kenzai, an online fitness platform that helps bring intentionality, purpose, and community to body transformation efforts. Mr. Reynolds, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thanks so much, Eric. Appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. So for starters, for those who aren't familiar with your journey, can you tell us how you came up with the idea of Kenzai in Japan?
Well, I never had any intention to be an entrepreneur or anything like that. I was just running a small gym just for the local community in Tokyo where I was living at the time. And just on a whim, I decided to go through some training on my own, and I would just blog the whole thing. So I just started as a little blog, and I kind of shared my journey and shared my diets and my workouts. And when I was done, a couple people said, hey, could you do that with us? And I said, sure, come on. We did a couple rounds for free. And then I kind of asked one day, would you guys pay $1 for this? And they're like, yeah, we pay you $200 for this. And so that kind of started the business. And now here we are about 8 years later from that very first blog and have thousands of members all over the world. It's great.
And Patrick, was there a specific moment that you realized mindfulness was an important factor in sustaining personal fitness goals?
Sure. So that's kind of what we do differently, I'd say, for most fitness products is my background is actually as a Zen monk. That's what I started doing. That's what I thought I'd do for the rest of my life. I went to Japan and did all my training. And the gym I was running is kind of a different approach. It was basically, let's get fit, but let's not be, you know, meatheads about it. Let's not be those kind of bros of the gym. Let's think about how the body actually works and think about the bigger goals. Why are we doing this? What's the point of having a good physique? Because for most people, you know, getting fit for the beach, that might be enough of motivation for a few weeks. But if you're really going to significantly change your life, you have to know why you're doing this. And that's where you get into the anatomy of it, the health benefits of it, and how it makes you feel. And as you're training, you're not just training with your mind turned off. You're thinking about the big implications of this.
On another note, Patrick, how does this benefit the user? In other words, what problem are you solving here?
Yeah, so the problem for people is that the average success rate of a fitness program is about 8%. So, you know, 9 out of 10 people don't make it through the things that they start in terms of their fitness. And we all know how this works with your New Year's resolutions and this whole thing. And we all do it every single year. And so what I was trying to find is ways for people to actually succeed in their fitness efforts. And it always came down to having intellectual and social component on top of the actual workouts and diet. So I could tell you, hey, Eric, you want to get in shape? Go run 10 miles a day every day and only eat egg whites for dinner. And that will work, but you won't do it because it's not as easy as just telling someone what to do. We're not spreadsheets. You know, you have to engage the psychology and the social aspect of being a human being. And when you put those things in there, things work. So our success rate is 90%. So 9 out of 10 people who start a program in Kenzai finish. And that's kind of because we do all the other parts of taking care of the human being besides just giving you your diet and your exercise.
Today we are joined by the CEO of Kenzai, Patrick Reynolds, an online fitness platform that helps bring intentionality, purpose, and community to body transformation efforts here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Patrick, what trends are shaping the fitness industry that you're seeing right now?
So for about the last 10 to 20 years, fitness tried to techify itself. So there's the rise of the trackers and all, you know, all the Fitbits, that whole thing. And what I'm seeing now, that the current trends, is people are getting away from that because they realize it doesn't really work. And they're moving towards a more personalized, kind of a human fitness endeavor. So all of the companies I've been watching over the years, they're now starting to offer, hey, for an extra $50 a month, you can train with a real person. You know, and that's kind of where everything's moving. The problem is that a lot of these companies are trying to fake it. And they're, you know, they say, oh, this is your personal trainer, but it's actually an algorithm, or it's someone who's like in a trainer mill, just cycling through hundreds of people, thousands of people a day. So it's a hard task to do because people crave that authenticity and they can sense, they can smell it when they're getting a kind of a fake, a faux personalized experience. So that's the challenge. That's what we try to do at Kinza, is make it really personal with real people behind every action, every diet, every workout.
Awesome. And how is Kinzai contributing to the ever-changing and evolving fitness industry?
Well, our goal is to disrupt the idea that you have to go to a gym, or that you need a personal trainer, or that you need a bunch of fancy stuff to get in amazing shape. And so the truth is, getting in shape is 80% about your diet. And so we focus on diet. A lot of programs, they'll just relegate the diet to, you know, a sheet of paper at the bottom of the box of whatever, you know, crappy plastic gadget you bought. Diet is by far the most important thing. So we spend a lot of time educating you on diet. We give you diets to follow. And that's, I think, if more programs would just work on diet, you see a lot of healthier people. And then after that, we make sure that everything can be done, every workout can be done in a hotel room. That's our own personal rule, because we have a lot of professional people who are traveling. And with simple things like push-up bars, resistance bands, and just your own body weight, you can get incredible results. Way better than going to the gym on a $10,000 machine. Like, seriously, people don't believe it, but we see it every day at Kinzai. And then finally, you have to work with people. If you're working alone, you're going to get bummed out in about 3 weeks, and you're going to quit. I guess just the way it works. The human mind needs other people. And so we start people on the same day. So if you're in a group of about 12 people in our small group, and you're all on day 36, and it's like, oh, this day was horrible. It sucked. I feel terrible. You can commiserate. You can share that misery with people. And that is what kind of ignites the human spirit and lets it keep going. Because after about 3 or 4 weeks, most people quit. You got to get through that second and third month to see significant body change. So that's kind of what we're trying to do for the market, to educate it, make it more focused on nutrition and the human component of getting in shape.
Patrick, it certainly has been good to have had you on the show, and much appreciated your time as well. In conclusion, what one thing could you leave with our listeners that they could put into action or practice today that would help them to be more healthy or fit? In conclusion.
Sure. I can give you a couple of things, which these are simple mistakes most people are making. And if they would just fix these things, no matter if they do a training program or not, they're going to look and feel better. So the first one is just stop drinking your calories. That's the biggest mistake people make. So you go to the cafe and you order like a Frappuccino or something, and you drink that, and your brain doesn't really register that as caloric intake. And so you just consume, you know, 300 or 400 calories with this drink. This could be, you know, same thing as alcohol or smoothies or anything like that. And then that night at dinner, you don't say to yourself, wow, I had that Frappuccino at 3 p.m. I'm going to dial back my dinner. People don't do that. They just eat the same amount as they normally would. And that was where a lot of people are sneaking in phantom calories into their diet, even though they're trying to eat better. So don't drink your calories. The next thing is just make some rules in your life about things like the heavy-hitting foods, like desserts, rich foods, fried foods. These foods are fine to have, but when we have them every day or several times a week, that's when you're going to take those big hits and start seeing your body mass increase steadily. So make a rule for yourself. So, for example, for me, I just don't eat fried foods unless I'm on a business trip. That's kind of how I get through my business trips. There's no way I can have some french fries, onion rings, things like that. But when I'm home, it's just not something I can eat. So that's my own personal rule. Everyone needs to make these rules for themselves. You don't have to think every time it comes up and like go through the process of rationalization and all that. If you just kind of have a rule in your life, whatever it is that your weakness is, find a way to structure your brain so that you're not always having to fight it. That's just two simple tips for people out there.
Patrick, certainly do appreciate those parting tips. Much appreciated. We certainly can use those and apply those accordingly. Where can listeners get all the details on Kinzai, and how could they also be in contact accordingly?
So Kinzai.com is our homepage. And Kinzai, by the way, is a Japanese word that means to thrive. We started in Japan, so we try to keep that Japanese spirit, that Zen mindful spirit in there. So Kinzai.com is a URL, and we have lots of ways to contact us from there, and you can read more about how the program works. And it does work. So give it a try.
Again, Patrick, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks for being a part of EPN. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Patrick Reynolds, the CEO of Kinzai, an online fitness platform that helps bring intentionality, purpose, and community to body transformation efforts. And for all the details, visit Kinzai.com. And this has been your host, Eric Dye, for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Do check out our new live location, as we are now streaming live around the world 24/7 at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. In the meantime, you can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.